Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, and welcome to A Sound Heart Radio. Let me say at the top of the program that many of the great doctrines of the faith have been obscured by emotional excess and an emphasis on health and wealth. And as a result, the Church of God is wallowing today in mediocrity. Now, according to the Word of God, you and I have been imputed with the righteousness of Christ. That is, you and I have received from God a righteousness that is not our own, but the imputed righteousness of Christ. The word imputed means that which has been reckoned to our account. And so please keep in mind what this means. This is a very powerful doctrine, and it means that you and I have a right standing before God that is not based upon our understanding of human morality or what we think of ourselves, but who our right standing before God is based upon the righteousness of Christ himself. This righteousness, once again, has been reckoned to our account by God. So, with this understanding, I want to go to 1 John chapter 1. And in 1 John chapter 1, we have some very important words for believers who are struggling with the guilt of self-inflicted wounds of sin. Now, what does that mean? Well, it means that there are many believers who are suffering today because of the guilt they have incurred as a result of sinful living. Sinful living is antithetical to what it means to be a child of the living God. It is antithetical to the great doctrines of the faith that are living truth for us, living truth, not merely academic doctrine or doctrines, but we have in the Bible the living Word of God. And so we read in the Gospel or the Gospels that when Jesus died on the cross, he said, "It is finished." Now, please understand that when Jesus died, he did not fall asleep or he did not succumb to his wounds. Please understand that Jesus did not fade away. But there, the word, "it is finished," or tetelestai, meant that a great victory had been accomplished by the person of Jesus on the cross for our salvation. So the penalty of sin, has been forever taken care of by Jesus. What is the penalty of sin? Well, Paul wrote that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus. I am very concerned that there are many believers who are the walking wounded. They are the spiritually walking wounded in that they have wounds that they have accumulated through sinful living that have not been resolved through the blood of Christ. Now, understand, the penalty for sin has been paid for by Jesus, but the believer has a responsibility. And according to 1 John 1:9, the responsibility for each believer is this. According to 1 John 1:9, it reads, "If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us, from all unrighteousness." Many believers don't know this doctrine or what it means. Whenever there is sin, please understand, whenever a believer sins, sin leaves a wound. And the wound of sin must be cleansed by the blood of Jesus. First of all, 1 John 1:9 reads, "If we confess," that is homologeo in the Greek, "if we agree with God that we have sinned," if we agree with God that we have incurred a responsibility before Him for our sin. And we, because God already knows. Please read Psalm 90. And in Psalm 90, we read about our secret sins. We read that there are no secret sins, but that all sin in the lives of believers may be secret here, but they are open scandal in heaven. So, for believers who are walking around morose, and who are bearing the wounds of self-inflicted, the guilt of self-inflicted sin wounds, let me say to you today that there is forgiveness. That is, God will send off from you, God will forgive you for that those sins. And He has already said it in His word. If we confess our sins, He, according to the word, He is faithful and He is just to forgive us our sins, and not only that, He cleanses us from all unrighteousness. And so we have this wonderful doctrine of salvation. We have this wonderful gift from God. Now, understand that even though God removes the guilt or has removed the guilt of our sins, there is the consequence of our sin. You and I bear responsibility for the consequences of our sinful action and our sinful behavior. And so it behooves us as believers to walk close with God, to walk according to the Spirit of God, so that we are not the ones who walk after the flesh, but that we do what God has called us to do, and we live in a way that God has called us to walk, so that you and I may sin on occasion, but we do not practice sin as a way of being, as a way of living. Now there are those individuals who have said that, "Oh, I am a sinner saved by grace." That is not Bible doctrine. That is not Bible doctrine. One does not find a sentence like that in the English Bible or in the Greek. Syntactically, it is erroneous doctrine. I am a sinner. I am, the words are... Those verbs are present tense in the Greek, I am a sinner, homartelos. The word sinner in the scripture that is homartelos, it means one who is a heinous and habitual sinner. I am a sinner saved by grace. Saved by grace. Now, you see the contradiction. When an individual is saved, there is that hiatus. There is that he or she has been removed from the realm of sin. He or she has been moved into this wonderful new realm where there is peace with God. And not only that, we not only receive the peace of God, but we receive peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And so the Word of God allows us to know that those self-inflicted wounds left by sin can be taken care of by His grace and by His love, so that you and I will do those things that are pleasing to God. And so let me encourage you today to go to the cross, that is, go before God, confess your sin, tell God about your sinful actions, your sinful behavior, where and when it happened, where and when you sinned, or if there is a middle attitude sin going on in your life today, or if there is resentment, bitterness, anger, if you walk or have walked in unforgiveness. These things must be confessed to God if you are to be set free. It is imperative that you and I have this conversation with God, that you go before God and you tell Him, you talk to Him about what has been going on with you. And please understand that when you do this in an honest way, when you go before God in humility and talk with Him about what has gone on in your life, please understand that God is merciful, and that we read in the book of Hebrews that you and I have a merciful and faithful high priest who was in all things tempted like as we are or were, yet without sin. There is no sin in Jesus. He is the impeccable one. He is the one who is our sin bearer, and He has taken away our guilt. Our true forensic guilt before God has been taken away by the blood of Christ. God does not go back, and God does not bring up our sin. When God said it is finished, God meant exactly that. Jesus meant exactly that. It is finished. The sin question, the sin problem has been completely taken care of through the blood of Christ. And now you and I have the freedom with God in newness of life. We can reign in this life, and we will reign with God because we have been set free by sin or from sin. If you know someone who needs this message this morning or this afternoon, have them listen to this message so that they might understand that Jesus has truly set them free. Good afternoon. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich, and God bless you.